Hello.
Yes.
I'm Chris from Metro Research. Can you hear me fine now?
Now I can, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what happened. The call dropped
It's
on my
okay.
end.
Okay.
Yes. Now, do you need the first statement again?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, the first statement was, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When
Did
state
you say they
prosecutors
banned?
join.
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Yes,
Did you say
yes.
they banned no-knock warrants?
Yes, they banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body
Good.
cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Now, hearing about this statement, we want to know if it would motiv how or how motivated it, that sounds to you to vote. A zero means it would not motivate you to vote at all. Five means not sure. And 10 means that it was strongly motivated to vote.
10, because we want more of that to go on.
Thank you. The next one is, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
Yes, that is motivation to vote because we want more of that.
And on a
So,
scale,
10.
thank you. The next one is, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating that the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
Eight.
Thank you. Then we have, because we demanded funds from the HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 billion went to eight Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
Eight to continue that.
Thank you. And the last for this section is, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Do that again, please.
Yes, black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
I agree with that, but that has nothing to do with the voting. So five.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, and thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Now, please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Eight.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
8. But stop for a moment, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You asked me how I, a while ago you asked me how I recognize myself. Am I white? Am I black or African American? And I identified as black. Would these questions have changed if I were white?
I do believe that some words, but I don't want to speculate that much.
Because you're asking me a lot of black questions. If I were a racist Donald Trump supporter, then all of these questions would be shot to hell. But I assume that these questions are directed based on my answers earlier. Okay, let me not interrupt you. Go ahead, continue.
Yes, thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And now for something different. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. And when did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago, more than a year ago?
More than a year ago.
Thank you. And how did you register to vote? By mail, in person at a government office like DMV, election office, etc., at a voter registration drive or event, automatically through motor voter laws or other automatic registration processes, or through a political party or organization?
In person?
In person at a government office.
In-person government office.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
1, heterosexual.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$450,000.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time and your patience, and have a wonderful day, sir. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem
at all. Bye.
Goodbye.